Exercise 3, page 102.
The Garma Festival. The sound of the didgeridoo, the traditional musical instrument of Aboriginal Australians, announces the beginning of the Garma Festival. This annual celebration of Aboriginal culture is a call to all people to come together in unity. During the festival, visitors enjoy the traditional art, dance, music and song of the Yolngu tribe. But Garma is not just about the ways that the Yolngu did things in the past. The Garma Festival is also about their future. Aboriginal Australians, like the Yolngu, have lived on the continent for over 40,000 years. There were many different tribes, each with their own language. When European settlers arrived in the 18th century, though, the Aboriginals lost their land and many of them died. Luckily, their culture survived and is now an important part of Australian life. Aboriginal Australians believe that everything has a soul or a spirit, including the landscape and the weather. This creates a unique bond between the people and the land. They tell stories and paint pictures about the dreaming, the time when the world began. Aboriginal Australian art is famous not just for the handmade boomerangs or decorated didgeridoos for tourists, but for valuable bark paintings and carefully constructed dot paintings that now hang in art galleries around the world. In the Yolngu language, Garma is something that takes place when people from different backgrounds meet to share knowledge. The festival is held on holy ground in the forest as a way to highlight the past and raise awareness about the future of Aboriginal Australians. There are traditional dances and didgeridoo performances, but there are also gatherings to discuss ways of investing in the native people and their land. Not everyone can attend the festival. This special event that brings together the past, present and future is so popular that attendance is by invitation only. People can apply through the Garma Festival website. If you are interested, visit www.yyf.com.au.